This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is our local slow food ambassador, local food ambassador, Teresa Maurer. Teresa, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kyle. It's great to be back.
We could use some rain.
We could. I tell you, we are down for the year and down for the last few weeks, and all of our vendors at various markets are going home and doing rain dances. We really need the rain. So any of you listeners out there that are particularly good at that, please, we could use the rain. It has been a, of course, warm winter, warm spring. Some things are coming in earlier, but we don't want them to go too fast, and we definitely need some rain to keep things going.
Berries right now at the markets, right?
Yes, there are berries. The strawberries are finishing up, so any of you out there that want strawberries, please hit your local market fairly soon. Blueberries are here. Blackberries within the week, some of our vendors say. And some of our peach growers, keep your fingers crossed, are thinking that peaches will be early this year, too. So one thing you can do at our market in Fayetteville and some of the other local markets, there's a nice brochure that says buying produce, Arkansas produce, and it tells you when you can expect on a monthly basis what fruits and vegetables. Because some people are still showing up at market in May going, where's the tomatoes?
Yeah, well, not yet.
Not yet. Right?
Hang on. Well, now, speaking of markets, you saw a flyer recently about a very interesting market that's in Fort Smith.
Yes, it's called the Mercy Market. And it really intrigued me because, as you'll hear, it's on a hospital ground. And where we've heard this happening in various places where there's a market near a hospital, I believe this could be the first one in Arkansas. And I was just really excited to talk with Patrick and learn a little bit more about their efforts.
Patrick Pendleton, who is with Mercy Hospital in Fort Smith and is actually on the phone with us. Patrick, welcome.
Yes, thank you very much.
Tell me about the Mercy Market.
Well, this is a new venture for us. Maybe we might call it a new adventure. it's really come about as a means to do two things. One is to just give folks here on our campus an opportunity to get outside and enjoy life for a little bit. You know, a hospital is a tough environment, and we want to give folks some really great opportunities to take a break. But really the second thing is part of something going on currently in Mercy is an initiative that we call, and get ready for this word, healthification.
Uh-huh.
And healthification is really aimed at improving the health of individuals and communities by looking at a number of different things. One of those pillars is really looking at healthy eating. And we thought, you know what, if we can't support that right here in our own doors, then we don't need to be telling anybody else to do it either. So we decided, hey, let's just do a farmer's market right here.
And the market is on payday, is that correct?
Payday Fridays this summer. So every other Friday we'll probably do it for the next 4 months.
Will it look like, if I were just to stumble upon it, would I recognize it as a farmer's market?
Well, that's the hope. We have a place out back behind the hospital where we have a couple of gazebos that we oftentimes use for outdoor cookouts and other events. And the thought is that we'll have vendors stationed back there with tables, or I realize some folks maybe be selling out of the back of a truck. Well, we can pull those things up, and we want to have some live music and some of our barbecue grills going, just to have some sights and smells and sounds all going at the same time. So it will be a pretty festive event.
Now, Teresa, of course, you have experience with markets, both as someone whose wares have been there and as a market manager. What would you let Patrick know or ask him about?
Well, I know that you're looking for vendors, for one thing. So I know one of the purposes of talking to you, Patrick, was to find out what kind of vendors you might be looking for.
Yeah, and of course we're looking for many of the traditional types of vendors you would probably see in any other market, but we are open to suggestion for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, fresh produce and herbs, flowers. We're looking currently for some folks to provide some baked goods, and then also maybe even just handcrafted items. We've contacted a few folks about pottery, and we do have one vendor confirmed that's going to do tie-dye T-shirts. So just odds and ends, anything that represents a home-based type of industry that's would be fitting in a farmer's market.
And I know that you're being helped with this also by Crystalyn Roebuck. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Crystalyn works here in the department, and we just couldn't resist this as an opportunity. It's, at a minimum, we get out of work on Fridays, right?
Is she there with you?
She is. Yeah, she's right here.
Well, Crystalyn, I'm wondering, have you been involved with a farmer's market before?
Well, actually, this is a new venture for us, so I have not been involved. This is just something new that we're starting here at Mercy.
Right, and I know that you're looking for a wide range of vendors, correct?
We are. We want anything from fresh produce to canned goods, herbs, flowers would be great. Just anything that's kind of homegrown based, we welcome.
And when will the first market be?
It will be June 1st. It's going to be on Payday Fridays here at Mercy. And so the first one will be June 1st from 10 to 1, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Well, Crystalyn, congratulations. Could you put Patrick back on the phone?
You bet. Thank you all.
Thank you. Well, Patrick, gosh, I don't. You know, if it's an actor and they're about to go on stage, you say break a leg. Teresa, what do you say to someone who's about to help start a market?
Gosh, let's see. What could I say? Bring the rain on.
That's right.
Right. No rotten tomatoes, you know, something like that. Yeah, I wish I could think of something clever. But best wishes, really, from all of us here in Northwest Arkansas.
Well, thank you. We're obviously inspired by what we see with the market that you're a part of there in Fayetteville. And our goal is to have something just as exciting and fun as that.
And Patrick, just in case there are listeners who, again, it's every other day, it's payday, so that would start with the 1st, then the 15th, then the 29th of June, and every other Friday after that. And where can people look for this again?
It will be at Mercy Hospital, Fort Smith. And if you're familiar with Fort Smith, it's at the corner of Rogers Avenue and 74th Street, and we'll actually be back behind the main hospital building.
All right. Well, Patrick, thank you so much for your time, and to echo Teresa, best wishes on the market.
Thank you so much.
That's exciting, the Mercy Market.
It is.
But what's also exciting is there is a promised recipe this time.
That's right. This is the Farmer's Market Veggie Strata.
All right.
So
let's
hear it.
Ready? Yes.
Okay. First, get yourself a 9x13 glass dish, okay, glass baking dish.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would work fine in a metal pan. It just happens. I've always baked it in glass. And then what you want to do is get some nice new potatoes from the market, thinly slice those, and kind of place them all over the bottom in little scallops, okay? And then take some kosher salt. I like that big coarse salt in a box. Shake a little of that and some fresh ground pepper and your favorite herb. And I like tarragon. But you could pick basil. You could pick anything you want. And the thing, this is like a chorus, okay? So there's a strata, then a chorus, then a strata, then a chorus, okay?
Okay.
So if I forget to say it, chime in.
Gotcha.
Okay, so you've just done the salt and pepper and the herb. Then take thinly sliced onion. Mm-hmm. Can be red onion, can be white onion, whatever you want. And do the same thing. Just make it, just kind of cover the surface with really thinly sliced vegetables. Then do your salt and pepper and herb. Then take
the same herb each time?
You know, you could vary it.
Okay.
I sort of like to work with one because of the flavors of the – but then change it for the next one that you make.
Oh, okay.
The next casserole
that
you make. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Tarragon, I don't know why. It just works really well. Then take zucchini or yellow squash.
Mm-hmm.
Do the same thing, thin layer, and then your salt and pepper and herb.
Okay.
Then, now here's the part that's a little bit seasonal. Right now you can use canned tomatoes, a good quality canned tomatoes. But when they're fresh, you want about 4 of them, and you want them chopped up.
Okay.
And then just kind of spread over. And then on top, you can put carrots, thinly sliced, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or kohlrabi, you know, that alien-looking vegetable in the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually really good in this.
Okay.
Just peeled and thinly sliced and placed on top. Okay, so now you've got imagine these multicolored layers with your salt and pepper and herb in between. Okay, then you take 3/4 cup of white wine and pour that all over. Now, if you're not somebody that likes to cook with wine, you can use chicken broth.
Okay.
Or you can use vegetable broth if you want to make this totally a veggie dish. But I highly recommend the white wine. Cover that with foil.
Mm-hmm.
Bake it 1 hour at 375 degrees. While that's baking, you want to take 3 tablespoons of butter. You can add some olive oil if you don't want that all to be butter, and a cup of breadcrumbs. And we now have fresh breadcrumbs at the market.
Oh.
Wine Hill Bakery has put together some breadcrumbs. So 1 cup of those, three tablespoons of the butter or whatever, in a skillet, and just kind of toss that around and let the butter soak into the breadcrumbs. All right. After an hour, take the casserole out and uncover it.
Mm-hmm.
Then sprinkle grated cheddar. Now, the recipe, original recipe called for 2 cups. I really didn't like to use that much cheese. So I use 1 cup to 1.5 cups. It can be cheddar. It can be, you know, pre-grated stuff if you want, or your favorite whatever cheese.
And you're going to do this thinly, right after you get it out of the oven.
Right. Right after you get it out of the oven, and then sprinkle the breadcrumbs on top, put it back in the oven uncovered, and let those breadcrumbs kind of brown and mm-hmm. that cheese sort of melt. So that's about 10 to 15 minutes. Keep an eye on it. You don't want the breadcrumbs to burn. Then I like to let it sit for a few minutes. After I've taken it out, now it's uncovered, just let it sit for a few minutes because the broth or the wine or whatever you've used has a chance to kind of reabsorb a little bit. It's going to still have a little broth in the bottom, but that's fine. And you take a nice, you know, flipper from a skillet and kind of make little squares out of it and put it in mm-hmm. your dish and enjoy.
And if you're curious and or missed any part of it, we're going to have this on the website.
Exactly.
All right. Do your rain dance, make your strata, and enjoy the farmers markets wherever you are.
That's it.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you, Kyle.